Well, it really is a joy to be with you and to see such a full sanctuary. Wow.
真係一個好高興嘅日子，能夠睇到今日一個滿堂紅啊！
And we are celebrating a great occasion this afternoon, the ordination of Colin's Kung.
今日晏晝我哋都會慶祝我哋公民剛傳道嘅安立嘅就職典禮。
And we're not having a fire drill today.
今日我哋唔會有走火演習。
I was hoping we actually would have had a fire drill today.
其實我都想今日嚟個走火演習嘅喎。
Because I was planning to preach from the back of the church.
因為咧，我想喺教堂嘅後邊嚟到講道啊。
And then when the fire bell goes off, I would immediately give an altar call.
因為嗰個走火演習完嘅時候咧，我再呼召。
It would be wonderful to see the whole church come forward. Wouldn't that be great?
咁咧就睇到全部嘅人都嚟到教會嗰度，呢個嘅觀景係咪幾好咧？
Today I want to speak on the call to compassion.
今日我講嘅主題咧，就係話我哋要呼召，要有一個憐憫嘅心。
One of my favorite Bible characters is Nehemiah.
聖經有一個人物我好中意嘅就係尼希米。
I want to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Nehemiah chapter 2.
我想你打開你嘅聖經，就係尼希米記第二章。
And while you're turning there, I'd like to share my appreciation related to your ministry team in the church.
當你揾緊聖經嘅時候咧，我想咧同大家嘅説幾句感謝嘅説話，關於大家嘅侍奉方面。It's
great to have Pastor Titus as your transitional pastor.
我哋好高興咧，有張道行牧師係做住我哋嘅代主任牧師。And
Pastor James and Pastor Collins and Karen, they are a wonderful team. Let's show them our appreciation.
同阿 James 啊 ，Karen 同埋 Collins， 讓我哋鼓掌感謝佢哋。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17.
尼希米記第二章第十七節。
Then I said to them,
以後我對他們說,
You see the trouble we are in.
你睇到我哋嘅所遇嘅遭難。
Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire.
耶路撒冷怎樣荒涼，城門被火燒焚燒。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
你們都睇見啦，嚟吧，我哋重建耶路撒冷嘅城牆。
And we will no longer be in disgrace.
免得再受凌辱。
Shall we pray?
我哋低頭禱告。
Father, we thank you for this moment.
父神啊，我哋感謝你賜俾我哋呢個嘅時刻。
In many ways, I believe it is a defining moment in the life of this congregation.
喺呢個時刻，我相信你係叫我哋喺生命當中係一個決策嘅時刻。
And I ask, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you would bring a fresh anointing upon us.
我求神，求永生神嘅圣灵，再一次将你嗰个嘅话语赐俾我哋，叫我哋复兴。
That you would fill us with a deep sense of compassion.
求主你将用你嘅怜悯嘅心嚟到充满我哋。
And that, Lord, you would use this church to change this community in Jesus' name.
求主你用呢個嘅會眾喺以基督嘅名義底下嚟到改變呢個服侍呢個嘅社區。
That today you would move in the hearts of your people.
求主你今日就感動個人嘅心。
And that we would repair the broken walls in our community.
我哋要喺我哋嘅社會當中嚟重建破毀咗嘅城牆。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
係奉耶穌基督嘅名祈禱。
Amen.
Amen.
The year was 1979.
1979年,
I was ministering in Hong Kong.
我在香港侍奉,
and I was invited to sing a special song at the North Point Church.
在北角的教会那里呢,他们叫我唱一首特别的诗歌。
It was one of our largest churches in Hong Kong.
在那个教会是香港的其中最大的教会之一。
This was an exciting moment for me.
对我来说,这个机会是非常兴奋的机会。
And I could see the people enjoying the great music that I would bring.
咁咧，我亦都睇到當時嘅人咧，好享受嗰我帶去嘅聲樂。
And so I stood before the congregation with my guitar in hand.
咁咧，我就企喺會眾前邊揸住我嘅吉他。
I began to strum a few chords.
咁咧，我就彈咗幾個和弦。
And then I started to sing.
然後我就開始唱啦。
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows?
你係咪追尋緊嗰個美麗嘅彩虹呢
Are you tired of spinning round and round?
你係咪喺度就氹氹轉咧？
And then my worst nightmare occurred.
跟住咧，我嘅噩夢就發生啦。
Every musician has a fear that they will forget the words that they are singing.
每一個唱歌嘅人都好怕唱緊歌嗰陣時唔記得歌詞嘅。
And my mind went completely blank.
突然間咧，我腦子裏一片空白。
I kept playing the guitar, but no words were coming out of my mouth.
我一路喺度彈緊個吉他，但我個口一個字都唱唔出。
And finally, in desperation, I started to make up some words.
咁啊，後來咧，我突然間想起，我就自己創咗一啲字出嚟。
And so I sang, I'm so glad to be in Hong Kong, the weather's fine.
咁我就話我好中意喺香港啊，個天氣好好。
I'm having a good time. How about you?
我就好開心，你又點咧？
And it got worse and worse until finally the song ended and I sat down.
一路咁越整越差嘅時候咧，唱完嘅時候我就坐低。
Fortunately, nobody was interpreting, so everybody thought it was great.
當時冇人做翻譯，個個人都以為我唱得好好。
But I was so embarrassed, I was so humiliated, I just wanted to run away.
但我覺得好尷尬，好出醜，我真係想走人啊。
As we were riding back to the place we were staying,
咁我哋翻去我哋自己嘅原來嘅地方嘅時候
，One of our dear missionaries put his arms around my shoulders.
啊，咁個有一個嘅傳教士咧，就將個手攬住我個膊頭。
And he said, David.
佢同我講個 David.
Don't give up.
啊，唔好放棄啊。
I believe in you.
我對你有信心。
One day you'll be a great songwriter.
有一日咧，你一定會一個好好嘅作曲家。
It was a moment.
喺嗰個時刻
，compassion.
啊，嗰個嘅憐憫嘅心。
You see, compassion is more than just feeling deep empathy.
所以咧，憐憫嘅心唔係話淨係我哋入邊心入邊嗰個嘅感受。
Compassion is more than just entering into the pain of another.
有憐憫嘅心係我哋能夠進入別人嘅痛苦之中。
Compassion moves us to action.
憐憫嘅心係可以將我哋嘅感情化作為行動。
An act of kindness.
同埋係一個仁慈嘅行動。
A word of encouragement，
係一個嘅鼓勵嘅説話。
An opportunity where life actually touches another life，
就係用我哋嘅生命嚟到接觸到人哋嘅生命。
I have a vision for you as a congregation。
今日對你哋會眾嚟講，我有一個意象同大家分享。
I am asking that God would fill you with a holy sense of godly compassion。
我希望今日神会将佢嗰个嘅怜悯、神圣怜悯嘅心嚟到充满你哋。
That you would be agents of God's love in this community and beyond.
而你哋可以成为你哋嘅社区神嘅代言人。
Someone once said this.
一个人曾经咁样讲过。
That God delights to comfort the disturbed.
神系好中意去安慰一啲困扰嘅人。
But he also likes to disturb.The comfortable.
但係佢都好中意去令到一啲處喺安舒環境嘅人咧，好唔舒服。
And sometimes in our lives, it's easy for us to become comfortable.
通常我哋喺我哋安舒嘅環境當中，我哋嘅生活係非常之嘅容易。
It's easy for us to become complacent.
好容易，我哋就係大安旨意就喺度生活啦。
And yet God is calling us to move out of our comfort zone.
但係咧，神係呼召我哋要離開我哋安舒嘅環境。
And God is calling us to be agents of compassion in this community.
神要我哋喺社區當中成為一個嘅傳遞呢個嘅憐憫之心嘅人。
God taught me about compassion from a little boy by the name of James.
神教導我點樣去做有憐憫嘅心，透過一個小朋友，佢嘅名叫做 James。
In 1997, I began studies at Regent College.
喺1997年，我開始喺維珍學院嚟到讀書。
I needed to get a job to support my family.
我需要做工嚟到支持我嘅家養活我嘅家庭。
There was an ad in the paper from a social service agency. People needed to work with delinquent teenagers.
咁喺報紙嗰度，我睇到一個廣告咧，就一個社會服務機構。佢要請一個人咧去服侍一啲嘅青少年罪犯。
I thought I'm already raising three daughters. It's probably not going to be too much difficult.
我喺度諗啦，我都三個女我都養得大啦，呢份工對我嚟講唔應該太困難啩。
So I went for an interview and they hired me.
咁我就去面試啦，咁卒之佢哋請咗我。
after only 2 days on the job, I got an emergency call.
2天之後, 我突然間呢, 有一個緊急的事故。
I was asked to come to a group home in Vancouver.
我在溫哥華呢, 他們叫我去一個的, group home裡面。
James, this young 12-year-old, had found ketchup and put it all over his throat.
12歲的James呢, 他把茄汁放在他的喉嚨裡。
Then he had a knife and he held the knife to his throat.
拿著把刀,將把刀架在自己的頸上。
And the woman who was looking after him was so terrified, she called the police.
本來照顧他的人已經嚇到驚惶失措,他就報警。
The police arrived and the social workers arrived.
警察來了,社工也來了。
And the woman said, I can't deal with this anymore, I'm leaving.
那個人說,我不懂怎麼搞了,我走了。
So they called the new guy.
他就叫一個新來的人。
And I arrived at the home.
我来到这个院的时候,
Within about 5 minutes, the police had left and the social service workers had left.
5分钟之内, 警察离开, 那个社工也离开。
And I was alone with James in the house.
剩下我和James在那间屋里面。
He said, I'm a little hot. Could you open the window?
他说我很热了, 你打开窗吧。
So I opened the window.
那我就打开窗吧。
And as I did, he was backing up.
那我打开窗的时候呢,他就退后。
And as soon as the window was open, he ran through it, jumping through the screen, and now he was free.
那窗一打开的时候呢,他就在窗户跳出去,他就自由了。
I jumped out of the window and followed him.
我也在窗门跳出去,跟着他。
He ran around the house, came through the door, and locked the door.
他走回来入屋,就关上门,反锁门。
Then he shut the window and locked the window.
也关上窗,锁上窗。
And I was on the outside, knocking on the door.
我就在外面敲门。
James, let me in. They're going to fire me.
Yeah, James, 你要开门给我, 他炒我鱿鱼的。
I finally pleaded with him enough, and he opened the door.
我求情求到足够的时候, 他就开门给我回入。
I put him into bed, and he settled down.
我就将他铺床睡觉, 他就安静下来。
I went into my room, which was a special, very secure room.
我就回到我自己的房, 我的房呢, 相当的稳阵的。
It had 7 locks on the door.
在门上面有7把锁。
I locked all 7.
7把锁我全部砰砰砰锁齐。
And then I sat on the bed with my arms folded.
我坐在张床那里翘埋双手。
And I said, God, I deserve better than this.
我就跟神讲, 神啊, 我应该有好的待遇吧。
I've been a pastor for 20 years.
我做了牧师20年。
I'm now in theological education.
我又接受过神学训练。
I don't want to chase 12 years old around the house.
我不想在那个家里向一个12岁的小孩来追追逐逐。
And God said, David, I'm going to give you an education.
神对我说, David, 我要教育你。
I'm going to introduce you to the raw brokenness of the world in which we live.
我要让你认识了这个世界是多么的破碎, 我要你了解明白这个情况。
Because David, you can have great theological knowledge.
他说, David, 你可以有一个很完美、很伟大的神学教育。
But if you do not have compassion for the broken people of this world, you will never make a difference in my kingdom.
他說如果你不能夠有一個很憐憫的心來對待一些世界上破碎的人,你根本就一點用都沒有。
Sometimes I think the church is like I was.
我立刻想起,那些教會就像我那樣。
Locked behind the doors of our buildings.
在我們的建築物裡面,我們鎖自己在裡面。
Aware that there's pain out there somewhere.
我們知道外面的人有很多人很痛苦。
But removed and isolated from the anguish.
但是我们那些人已经脱离了,他们将他自己删了。
I heard some crying coming from James' room.
我在James的房间里,我听到一些哭声。
I unlocked all of the 7 locks.
我将我7把锁开回他。
I walked down to his room.
我走去他的房间。
He was clutching something close to his chest.
他有些东西抱着,靠近胸口。
I walked up to him and I said, What have you got there, James?
我走过去,我问他, James, 你拿着什么?
It was a picture of his mom and his brother. He'd not seen them for 6 months because his home was such a dangerous place.
因为他六个月没见他们了,他以前所住的家是很危险的地方。
I said, How are you doing?
我说, James, 你怎么样?
He said, I'm scared.
他说我很害怕。
And I remember touching the top of his forehead.
我就記得我摸了他的額頭一下,
and praying that the peace of Jesus would touch his little life.
我在祈禱希望耶穌的平安能夠接觸他的心。
When I opened my eyes, he was fast asleep.
我當我打開眼睛的時候,
The gift we give to the world as a church is this.
我哋教会能够俾我哋嘅世人嘅礼物就系呢一样嘢。
That we walk down the hallways, that we walk down the streets where we hear the cries of broken people.
就系我哋要行出去，我哋要走出街上边嚟到听到世人嘅呼喊。
Where we enter in with the shalom of Jesus to bring hope and healing to the broken life.
我哋要将耶稣基督嘅平安嘅盼望嚟到带俾呢啲系受破碎心灵嘅人。
Where we repair the broken places of disgrace in our community.
喺我哋嚟嘅叫我哋咧呢个社会有平安，再冇凌辱。
Enter Nehemiah.
我哋走入。Nehemiah
was in Persia.
Nehemiah 当时在波斯
in the beautiful capital city of Susa.
在美丽的首都苏萨
He knew that many had returned to Jerusalem.
有很多的犹太人回了耶路撒冷
from the captivity that they'd been in for many, many years.
他们曾经做俘虏做了很多很多年
His brother-in-law, Hananiah, returns from Jerusalem.
他的襟兄弟亦都喺耶路撒冷翻嚟。
And Nehemiah asks the question, "How is it with the remnant who return to Jerusalem?"
他就问佢咧，翻耶路撒冷嗰啲余民嘅情况系点呢
？And Hananiah says, "The walls of Jerusalem are still in ruin."
咁佢嘅襟兄弟就话俾佢听，耶路撒冷嘅城墙仍然系倒冧咗嘅。
That there is a deep disgrace for the people of God.
佢嘅当时嘅人咧系受到好大嘅凌辱。
Because the walls of Jerusalem were more than just walls.
因为当时耶路撒冷嘅城墙咧，唔单止系城墙咁简单。
They were about the identity of God's people.
佢有好多系神嘅子民。
Isaiah said God's people were to be a light to the Gentile nations. A light to the Gentile nations.
犹太人应该系外邦人嘅一个光。
They were to be a witness of the grace and power and the glory of God.
佢哋應該係證明神嗰個嘅權能同埋榮耀嘅。
And yet here they were in disgrace with the walls broken down and the gates burned.
而家佢哋所處嘅環境就係城牆倒冧，個城門又俾火燒，完全係屬於一個嘅羞辱嘅地位。
And as Nehemiah heard those words, he was filled with compassion.
咁尼希米聽到呢個時候咧，佢嘅憐憫嘅心就鼓動起上嚟。
The word of God says that he grieved and then he began to pray.
咁嘅聖經記載咧，佢哀傷咗之後咧，佢就開始祈禱。
And for 4 months, he remained in that state of grief and prayer.
4个月嘅時間，佢哀傷，佢祈禱。
And then he took action.
然後佢採取行動。
He was a cupbearer of the king.
佢係王嘅酒政。
Which meant that before the king would taste his wine or eat his food, Nehemiah would partake of it first.
就係話咧，佢喺王喺食佢嘅飯同埋飲佢嘅酒嘅時候咧，尼希米首先準備好同埋自己要試過先至俾王食嘅。
Because if he wanted to kill a king in ancient days, you would often poison him.
因為通常咧，波斯王如果要刺殺一個皇帝咧，你就擺啲毒喺佢嘅酒嗰度俾佢。
And so the cupbearer was the most trusted employee of the king.
所以咧，作為一個酒政咧，係一個皇帝最信任嘅人物。
Nehemiah goes before King Artaxerxes.
尼希米咧就系呢个亚迪薛西王嘅酒政
，and his face is sad。
佢嘅但系当时佢嘅面露愁容。
If the employee that you've trusted your life to is not having a good day, you want to know about it。
当你请翻嚟嘅伙计佢面有愁容嘅时候咧，你就要小心啦，你会注意。
So the king says, Nehemiah, why are you sad？
咁佢就你嗰個王就問你咪啊？點解你面露愁容啊
？He said, "The place where my fathers are buried, it lies in disgrace. Would you let me go back and help my people rebuild the walls?"
佢話：我祖宗嘅地方已經係退垣敗瓦，你可唔可以俾我翻去重建我哋嘅城牆
？Nehemiah finds favor with the king.
咁你咪咧得到王嘅歡心。
And he travels to Jerusalem.
佢就去耶路撒冷。
There are 3 things we discover about people of great godly compassion.
我哋睇到有神怜悯心嘅人咧，有三个特征。
First of all, people of godly compassion see the ruins.
第一，有怜悯心嘅人咧，佢会睇到一个嘅废墟。
Mother Teresa said there are Calcuttas everywhere if only we have eyes to see them.
德蘭修女咁樣話：如果我哋肯放眼去睇呢個世界嘅時候咧，到處都可以睇到加爾各答。
Find your Calcutta。
你去揾你屬於你嘅加爾各答咯。
Where are the broken places in your community?
在你的社区，你看不看到哪一处有条纹败牙呢？
Where are the places of disgrace and pain in your family?
在你的家当中，哪里有羞辱的地方，哪里有痛苦的地方？
Where are the walls broken down in Richmond?
在列治文城市当中，哪处有倒塌的城墙呢？
The call of God is to be part of His amazing rebuilding program.
神给我们的呼召就是我们要负起这个重建计划的责任。
To see His power transform our communities forever.
来看神那个能力要来到转化这个的城市。
But it begins with a journey to see the ruins.
但开始的时候呢，首先我们一定要看到哪一处有废墟。
Several months ago, I was flying to Cranbrook.
有几个月之前呢，我坐飞机去 Cranbrook 这个城市。
And they sat me beside this very pretty 8-year-old girl.
坐在我旁边有一个很漂亮的八岁的小女孩。
She had all of her Barbie dolls and she was playing and having all kinds of fun.
她在这里拿着一个的芭比多这个洋娃娃在这里玩。
She handed me a Ken doll and said, play with me.
她给10元我，你跟我一起玩。
And so we began to play Barbies together for the next 30 minutes.
30分钟之后我跟她一起玩。
Finally, when she trusted me enough, she asked a very significant question.
当她信任了我的时候，她就开始问我一个的问题。
She said, do you think my daddy will like my dress?
她说，你猜我爸爸会不会喜欢我穿着这件新衣服呢？
She was from a broken home.
她是来自一个破碎的家庭。
Her mother lived in Vancouver, her father lived in Cranbrook.
她妈妈住在温哥华，她爸爸住在 Cranbrook。
Every 3 or 4 months, she would go visit her father.
每三四个月呢，她去 Cranbrook 睇佢爸爸一次。
And I realized the question she asked was really deeper than her dress.
其实我知道佢所问嘅问题系比佢问佢件衫嗰个仲有深层嘅意思。
She was really asking, "Will my father love me?"
其实佢就系想问，到底我爸爸系咪爱我嘅咧
？And in that moment, I wished I was her dad.
在那个时刻，我很希望我就是他爸爸。
I didn't know whether he was a kind man or an evil man.
我不知道他爸爸是一个仁慈的人，抑或是一个衰人。
But I wanted to embrace her, and I wanted to say, I love you, and God loves you, and it's going to be okay.
我就很想揽住他，就说，啊，我爱你，上帝也爱你，样样事应该妥妥当当，没事的。
My heart was broken by the ruins.
我的内心被这个的伤害已经是伤透了。
You know what I'd love to do in every one of our Alliance churches on a Sunday morning?
你知道我们每一个星期日我们喜欢做什么呢？
I'd love to have a whole bunch of buses in the parking lot right now.
我看到呢，在那个停车场有很多的巴士停在那里。
And we'd leave our worship service early and we'd all get into these buses.
而呢，我们整个会众呢，离开这个的礼堂。上曬啲巴士度，
and then we drive around the community of Richmond.
我哋喺 Richmond 嘅城市嚟到遊車河。
Into the places of brokenness, into the places of disgrace, into the places of evil that have dominated this community for far too long.
咁我哋去城區裏邊，我哋睇周圍嘅頹垣敗瓦，嗰啲有唔靚嘅地方、羞恥嘅地方，嗰啲地方存在咗已經好耐好耐㗎啦。
And we would ask God to break our hearts with the things that break His heart.
我哋求神俾我哋睇到而破我哋嘅心，而呢啲嘅嘢亦都系破神嘅心。
Nehemiah takes an evening ride through the ruins.
尼米夜晚黑佢去到嗰个破碎嘅城墙嗰度去睇一睇。
Many have asked why did he go out at night time?
好多人问佢点解佢要夜晚去睇呢？
Some thought, well, maybe to avoid opposition, it was a dangerous time.
有些人就说呢，他怕呢，在这个危险的时刻呢，他怕有人反对他。
Others have thought, maybe he just wanted to be alone so he could think about what needed to be done.
有些人说呢，他只是想自己单独地去再思考一下他应该怎样做。
But still others believe he was envisioning what it would be like when the walls were restored.
亦都有啲人話佢咧，佢喺度懷想呀，將來呢個城牆重建之後嗰個嘅境況係點樣
？What would it be like when the disgrace that had hung over God's people would be lifted？
啊，亦都係諗諗，如果呢個嘅本來係羞恥嘅地方除去嘅時候咧，
What would it be like with the joy and the glory of God filling His people once again?
而且当这个人再被神那个荣耀和喜乐充满的时候，那种境况会是怎样？
Is that what you see in the broken places of this community?
这个是不是你在你的社区看到这个这样的景象呢？
Do you dream about what it would look like to see families restored in Jesus' name?
你有没有梦想过，当一个家庭在耶稣的名下得到重建的时候，那种境况是多么的好呢？
What it would look like for homeless people to be off the streets and in safe places?
有没有梦想过一些流离失所、无家可归的人有一个安全的地方做他的居所是多么好呢？
What it would be like for the depressed and the lonely to find hope and community in Jesus' name?
你有没有看过，如果整个一个家庭都是奉耶稣基督的名，是几咁嘅美好呢？
What would it look like in Richmond for the broken places of darkness to be renewed by the transforming power of Jesus?
当我哋睇到列治文社区一啲黑暗嘅地方，能够俾神嘅能力嚟到转化嘅时候，系几咁好呢？
That is our dream.
呢个系我哋嘅梦想。
That is our calling.
呢个系我哋嘅呼召。
Who will go first?
边个行先啊？
The Salvation Army was begun by a man named William Booth.
救世军有一个叫做 William Booth 嘅人。
And the call of God happened as William Booth was walking through the streets of London in the evening.
神嘅呼召临到呢个 William Booth， 佢有一晚佢喺伦敦夜晚黑嘅街道上行走嘅时候。
His wife Catherine, who was a much better preacher than he was giving an evangelistic sermon at one of the churches.
佢太太 Catherine 咧讲得比佢仲好，有一晚佢喺度教会讲布道会。
As he walked down the alleys of London, he looked into the pubs that were one after the other on each street.
咁佢喺倫敦嘅街道嗰度行嘅時候咧，佢睇到一個一個嗰個酒吧。
And he noticed by each bar there were little steps so that young children would be able to get up and order alcoholic beverages.
佢睇到個酒吧前邊咧有嗰啲嘅樓梯嘅，咁佢係方便嗰啲嘅小朋友可以行上去咧，可以叫酒飲。
And his heart was so broken by what he saw.
佢睇見呢啲咁嘅情景嘅時候咧，佢個心都碎曬。
That he went back and he found his wife Catherine and he said these words.
咁啊，到佢翻屋企見到佢太太 Catherine 嘅時候，佢就咁樣講
：Catherine, I have found my destiny.
佢話 ：Catherine， 我揾到我嘅命運啦。
And from that walk in the evening, an incredible organization called the Salvation Army was born.
自从嗰晚之后咧，就救世军咧就诞生啦。
What could a walk in the evening be for you?
咁到底你如果出去夜晚行一次嘅时候，会发生咩事呢？
As we see the ruins, will we be drawn into action?
如果我哋见到一个废墟嘅时候，会唔会鼓动我哋有行动呢？
The second thing that compassionate people do is they actually do something.
第二个自见一个有怜悯心嘅人咧，佢哋会采取行动。
Then I said, "You see the trouble we're in."
咁我就话，你睇我哋所遭遇嘅困难。
What an obvious question! They had lived among the ruins for a long time.
佢哋住喺呢个颓垣败瓦嘅社区之中，已经有一段嘅时间。
At least 100 years had passed since the first wave of the captives had returned to Jerusalem.
自从第一次被掳到而家，已经差唔多有100年。
Yes, Nehemiah, we see the trouble we're in.
当然，我哋睇到我哋嘅难处。
But he doesn't stop there.
但系睇到就唔系话就咁停咗喺嗰处。
He says, "Come on, let's rebuild the wall."
佢话起嚟咧，我哋要重建我哋嘅城墙。
There was all of a sudden a moment of hope.
突然间咧，有一个一线嘅曙光嘅希望。
A moment where people believe things could actually be different.
有啲人咧开始相信啦，啊，原来生命系可以有啲嘅改变嘅。
A moment when people believe that the grace of God could actually transform their circumstances.
突然间人们都觉得咧，啊，神嘅恩典系可以转化我哋嘅生命嘅。
Do you have such a hope?
你有冇咁样嘅盼望呢
？I worked with another young boy by the name of Bobby.
我有另外一個嘅小朋友，我曾經同佢中工做。
His father was a drug dealer in Vancouver.
佢爸爸係喺温哥華做販毒嘅。
And one of the drug deals went bad, and his dad was murdered.
咁有一次咧，嗰個就販毒失敗，佢爸爸就俾人殺死咗。
Bobby was only 13 years old, and yet he was a very troubled, very angry young boy.
Bobby 嗰時係13歲，但係咧佢係好困擾、好憤怒嘅青年。
When I began to work with him, they didn't tell me that he had assaulted all of his other previous workers.
我同佢工作嘅時候咧，佢冇話我聽咧，佢曾經佢同以前同佢做工嘅人咧，都俾佢打過。
He was 250 pounds of sheer anger.
佢係250磅嘅憤怒嘅青年。
My prayer life increased a lot during my time with Bobby.
我祈禱，因為我同佢嘅時候咧，我用好多時間去祈禱。
After Bobby's dad died, Bobby was very discouraged and very depressed.
當佢爸爸死咗嘅時候咧，佢覺得好沮喪。
I said to the Lord, "What can I do to show compassion to Bobby?"
我就求問神啦，我點樣可以對 Bobby 咧發展表現我嘅憐憫之心咧
？And God gave me the most surprising response.
但係神俾我一個好出奇嘅反應。
He said, "What about the go-karts in Richmond?"
咁你睇一睇咧 ，Richmond 咧有一度地方係坐嗰啲 go-kart 嘅喎。
I thought, God, this is a really strange response.
我同神講，咦，呢個反應咁奇特嘅。
But Bobby had always wanted to go to the go-karts in Richmond.
但係 Bobby 好中意喺 Richmond 坐嗰啲嘅小型賽車。
And maybe there was this sense where by taking him there, he'd feel at least a little bit of relief from his grief.
或者咧，我帶佢嗰陣時咧，可以俾到佢少少嘅舒緩。
So I said, Bobby, tomorrow we're going to the go-karts in Richmond.
咁我同 Bobby 講，我話聽日我哋去 Richmond 嘅小型賽車場。
I picked him up, and as we were driving to Richmond, it began to rain.
我揸車載佢去 Richmond 嗰陣時咧，就開始落雨。
And rain.
再又落大啲。
And rain.
又再大啲。
And so I looked at Bobby and I said, I'm not so sure we're going to be able to go to the go-karts today.
咁我就同 Bobby 咁啊，我都唔知仲可唔可以去玩呢個賽車添。
And then he said to me, "Well, you believe in God, don't you?"
咁佢話你係信上帝嘅係咪
？And I said, "Yeah."
係，我話。
He said, "Why don't you ask God to stop the rain for us?"
咁點解你唔祈禱叫神停，又唔好落雨啊
？This is compassion on the line, folks.
呢個咧就係要求我嘅憐憫之心馬上要有啦。
I said, "All right, Bobby, but here's the deal."
好啦，咁啊嗱，我同你立約啦。
I'm going to ask God to stop the rain, but you have to be the one to thank him.
如果我要求神停止落雨，不過你要多謝佢喎。
We drove into the parking lot of the go-karts in Richmond, and nobody was there.
咁我哋去到呢個停車場個賽車場嘅停車場，冇人喺嗰度。
The minute we opened the doors of the car, the rain stopped.
我哋一開咗車門嘅時候，雨就停啦。
It was absolutely eerie.
真係好出奇，好出奇。
We went in and we played on the go-karts for 45 minutes. Nobody else was there.
我哋兩個就去賽車場玩咗40分鐘，冇其他人。
We got back in the car, we shut the doors, and it started to rain again.
我哋翻上車一閂門嘅時候，又開始再落雨。
I said to Bobby, "All right, Bobby, it's your turn."
我同 Bobby 講，嗱，而家到你啦喎。
He said, "What do you mean?"
話咩乜嘢啊？你話
？I said, "I prayed, God stopped the rain."Thank you, God.
我話我就求神停止落雨，你就要多謝咯。
You need to thank him.
你要講多謝啦。
And this 250-pound, 13-year-old ball of anger took his ball cap off.
咁喺呢個13歲250磅，成個一個憤怒嘅波球咁樣，將佢頂帽除落嚟。
Put it over his heart.
擺喺個胸口上前邊。
But thanks God, that was fun.
佢話感謝上帝，真係好過癮。
And he started to cry.
開始喊。
This was the first prayer he'd ever uttered.
呢個係佢第一次嘅祈禱。
And all of a sudden, God began to bring out all of the pain, all of the hurt, all of the pain.
咁由嗰陣時開始，神就將佢內心所有嘅痛苦、所有嘅怒氣，慢慢咁舒放出嚟。
Jesus was rebuilding the wall.
耶穌基督喺佢身上重建佢嘅城牆。
Jesus was remaking life.
耶穌基督重建佢嘅生命。
And the great miracle that day wasn't that God stopped the rain.
最大嗰個嘅奇蹟唔係淨係神停止咗嗰個落雨。
The great miracle is God can enter into the brokenness of a life and bring hope.
而係將一個嘅破碎嘅生命帶嚟盼望。
But will we take the risk to be on the line?
但係我哋肯唔肯冒呢個險咧
？That's the call.
呢個就係我哋嘅呼召。
That's the challenge.
呢個就係我哋嘅挑戰。
The third thing is simply this.
第三樣嘢就係咁。
We must rely completely on God.
我哋一定要完全嘅信靠神。
Because sometimes demonstrating compassion to others isn't necessarily easy.
有時咧，我哋要向別人表達我哋嘅憐憫嘅心，唔係咁容易嘅。
And maybe not everybody will appreciate it.
唔係每一個人都會欣賞我哋嘅。
As Nehemiah says to the people of God, "Come on, let's rebuild."
係咪當尼米對人啊？係起嚟，我哋去重建啊
！It's almost like Satan in the background says, "I'm gonna keep destroying."
咁你有就好似撒旦跟住喺後邊就講，由佢啦，唔好做。
Sanballat, Tobiah, Gresham, men of influence stood against Nehemiah.
有好多嘅外邦人喺度企喺度就反對尼米。
And Nehemiah answered them with this great affirmation.
但是呢，你咪用呢个好肯定嘅方法嚟到回应佢哋。
The Lord will give us success.
佢话神系会叫我哋亨通嘅。
Can I bless you today?
今日容让我祝福大家。
Has God inspires you to be people of great compassion?
神系咪已经启示咗你要成为一个有怜悯心嘅人？
I pray over this congregation that you believe with all of your hearts he will give you success.
我祈求你哋每一位相信上帝会系赐俾你哋亨通成功。
So let's rebuild.
让我哋嚟到重建啦。
Well, in Hong Kong in 1979,
喺1979年喺香港嘅时候
，I spoke with a field coordinator, a man by the name of John Bechtel.
一個叫 John Battle 嘅，我同佢一個嘅場地嘅主任。
He shared with me one of the deep needs was how to care for children in the inner city。
佢話喺呢個城內入邊最有一個嘅挑戰，對青少年服務嘅時候一個挑戰。
There were no places for them to go, no places for them to play and have fun。
而係一個呢個城市當中冇一個適合嘅地方俾佢哋玩，俾佢哋做一啲有趣嘅事。
The team had a vision if they could simply buy a piece of property outside of the inner city that they could kind of set up a camp for these young children.
啊，佢哋想喺呢個離開城冇幾遠嘅地方咧，就購買一個地方咧，可以發展成為一個青少年嘅營，可以俾佢哋有活動。
And they found a property. It was an old monastery, and it was on the market for about $1 million.
咁咧，佢哋喺一個地方揾咗個古老嘅修道院，大概要$1,000,000。
And so as missionaries came back to North America, they presented the vision in our churches.
咁個宣教士翻返美國嘅時候咧，將個意象咧同教會嚟到分享。
One young girl in one of our churches got inspired by the vision.
喺我哋嘅會眾之中，有一個嘅年輕嘅女孩子受到感動。
Her heart was filled with compassion, and she just had to do something.
咁佢心咧就開始有憐憫嘅心鼓動佢，佢話我要做一啲嘅嘢。
So she went home, broke open her piggy bank, and pulled out all that was in there, $1.
咁咧佢翻屋企打爛個錢啦，入邊咧有$1。
She wrote the missionary saying that they needed to use this $1 to buy that monastery for those kids in Hong Kong.
佢話咧，我想你用呢$1嚟到買咗嗰個修道院，嚟到俾呢啲嘅青少年去用。
When John Bechtel received the letter, he saw it as a sign from God that they needed to take action.
呢個牧師見到呢個嘅時候，佢覺得呢個係神俾佢開路，咁佢就用呢$1。去購攞一個 offer 買呢個修道院。
Everybody thought he was crazy, but he believed that God would give him success.
咁人人都覺得佢係傻嘅，但係咧佢相信咧神會叫佢亨通。
So he met with a real estate agent.
咁咧佢用嗰個嘅賣屋嘅經紀嚟到見。
He said, "We're ready to buy the property."
我哋想買呢件呢個嘅物業。
And the real estate agent said, "Well, I hope you've got your financing in order."
咁個經紀就話你係咪已經將你嘅呢個財政已經安排好啦。
And John Bechtel touched the pocket where he had that dollar bill and said, "Yeah, we got it all right here."
咁你話 John 咧摸一摸佢個袋有$1，佢話有啊，喺曬度。
When they came to close the deal, he pulled out the $1 and presented it to the real estate agent.
當佢哋簽好文件嘅時候咧，佢就拎個$1出嚟俾呢個經紀。
The real estate agent started to laugh and said, "John, I think you're a few dollars short."
咁嗰個經紀就喺度笑，哇 ，John， 我諗你爭好多喎。
He said, make the offer to the owners. Tell them who we are and tell them what our vision is.
他说你不要来了，你跟我 present 你的 order， 告诉他我们要的这件事。
A few minutes later, the real estate agent returned. There was no color in his face.
几分钟之后呢，这个经纪回来，这个面无人色。
His commission had gone down quite a bit.
因为他那些经纪佣就很少了。
And the property was sold for $1.
那个物业就是$1成交。
She was rebuilding the walls.
这个小女孩是重建了城墙。
In radical dependence.
是一个绝对彻底的
on God.
信靠神。
How about you?
你又怎样？
The genius of Nehemiah's plan was this.
这个尼希米他这个天才的计划就是。
That everyone was needed on the wall.
每一个人都要。
It was, everyone was needed on the wall.
每一个人都跪在一个城墙那里。
It wasn't just for the professionals, it was everybody needed to be involved.
每一个人都需要参与，不是一定要那些专业人士。
And these walls that had lain in ruins for over 100 years.
而这个城墙已经倒塌了超过100年。
Were rebuilt by God's people in 52 days.
由52日由神的子民重建。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
The disgrace was lifted.
因为他的恩典受高举。
The people of God, a light to the nations.
神的子民已经是将光照向世界。
This is the first day of a new ministry year.
这个是一个今年的第一日。
We need you on the wall.
我们需要你来到建城墙。
And it may be helping with brokenness in the church.
或者我们可以帮助教会里面一个曾经破碎心灵的人。
It may be moving out into your community and finding the places of disgrace.
或者你可以出去你的市区，找一找哪一处仍然是一些受凌辱的地方。
Believing that God can use us.
相信神是会使用我们。
To make a change for His glory.
为了祂荣耀的缘故来到制造改变。
We need you on the wall.
我们需要你来到建造圣墙。
I'm in.
阿门。
How about you?
你又点呢？
Shall we pray?
我们低头祈祷吧。
Father, in the quietness of this moment,
父神在这个安静的时刻底下，
May we be inspired by the life of Nehemiah.
求主你用尼希米的生平来到启示我们。
Who is willing to see the ruins firsthand?
他想去到这个废墟那里拿到第一手的资料。
Who is moved to grief.
他也是回来就哀伤。
But then was moved to action.
然后他就采取行动。
And the walls were restored.
跟着城墙就得到重建。
So today we claim the community of Richmond for the kingdom of God.
今天我们就为了神国的缘故，为列治文这个社区来到祷告。
That you would use us for your glory.
你会用为你荣耀的缘故使用我们。
To restore the broken places.
来到重建破碎的地方。
To bring healing and hope to the depressed and discouraged.
为那些忧郁受伤的人来到带来盼望医治。
To see.The disgrace of evil removed from this community.
要睇到呢个受委屈、受羞辱嘅人。
And to see the grace and righteousness of Christ.
亦都睇到耶稣基督嘅恩典。
For your glory, O God.
为你荣耀嘅缘故。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.